Brilliance Audio presents
The Medusa Stone by Jack DeBrul. For Lou, my editor, my traveling partner, my best friend, my mother. The Medusa Stone. Cape Kennedy, Florida, October 1989. Seated on his back for the last 3 hours and strapped to 4.5 million pounds of explosives, Air Force Captain Len Cullens listened impatiently to the monotonous drone of the launch director. He assumed the lack of emotion was meant to reassure the flight crew, but he found the voice irritating beyond reason. With his first launch only 2 minutes away, Cullens still had time to fantasize about reaching through the radio link and strangling the director in his air-conditioned control center several miles away. The thought made him smile beyond the dome of his helmet's face shield.
Atlantis, this is Control. H2 tank pressurization okay. You are go for launch. Over.
Roger, ground. We are go for launch. Out. Cullens intoned by rote. The seconds dripped by, ground control and Cullens speaking in a pre-scripted speech devoid of any of the drama for what was about to take place. Outside the orbiter's heat-resistant windows, the deep black of the night shrouded eastern Florida. The stars beckoned, and Cullens knew in a few minutes he would reach them. "Light this candle, for Christ's sake," he muttered.
"Atlantis, you are on your onboard computers. Over."
"Roger." When ground finally reached the critical final seconds of the countdown, Cullens could no longer hear the throb of the auxiliary power units or the fans and motors that hummed in the cabin. To him, all was silent in those last seconds, waiting for the three main engines to light.
5, 4, we have main engine start.
Within a third of a second, the orbiter's main engines were pouring out a million...